What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
This morning we're calling Claire at the request of her friend. Yes, I'm pretty sure about that. And she works at Green Acres, and I am calling her to see if I can get my mom a perfect gift from Green Acres, except this is one of the most difficult conversations that Claire has this week. I'm sure of it. Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Green Acres, this is Claire speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, what is your name?
Claire.
Hi, Claire. So my name is Raul Labrador, and I'm calling because I'm looking for a very specific plant. It's going to be a gift, and I don't want to drive all the way down there just in case you don't have it. I don't live near Green Acres.
Yeah, what's the plant?
I don't know what the plant is called. That's why I'm calling. Uh-huh. I'm gonna need some help on it. Okay. I'm not quite sure if it's a tree or a bush. It's definitely not a flower. That some trees, though, do have flowers. I'm right about that, right?
Not all trees do, but some trees, yes.
I remember when I was a kid, my neighbor had a whole bunch of crepe myrtle trees.
Do you have a picture? Because then you can email it.
Well, that's not what I want. I don't want a crepe myrtle tree. No, they're very triggering to me. Like, I see those purple flowers on them, and I think they're grapes. Because one time when I was a kid, I tried to climb up my neighbor's tree, and I thought, again, they were grapes, and I ate a bunch of the flowers, and it was awful. Okay. It was terrible. It was so bad, I didn't eat grapes until I was 23.
Oh, gosh. I would need to know the name.
The name of what? My neighbor?
No, the tree that you're looking for. That's what I'm here to help you with.
Oh, okay.
Picture or name.
You keep calling it a tree. I'm not even 100% sure it's a tree. I think it might be a bush. It's like a little tree. Do you have a name for little trees?
No.
All right. It's a gift for my mom. So my mom is half Japanese. Not even half Japanese. She's like a quarter Japanese, but it's the only part of her ethnicity, her genetic makeup that she talks about. She thinks she's 100% Japanese. She's obsessed with
maybe
this.
Maybe like a bonsai?
No. What? What is a bonsai?
I mean, it's like a little tree.
You said there were no little trees. You said they're just, they don't have a name. You said little trees don't have a name.
In this case, this is a little tree.
I don't know how much I can trust you now.
I'm sorry for the confusion.
It all goes back to when I thought I was eating grapes off of my neighbor's tree and they turned out to be disgusting flowers.
Oh,
and ever since then,
no.
I have trust issues with people. The one I'm looking for has the word Japanese in the title for my not Japanese mom. It has red leaves usually.
Okay, I will check our system.
What are you going to type in? What are you going to type into the system, Claire?
I'm just going to start with Japanese because you said Japanese was in the.
Well, just be careful with
title.
That. I don't want you to get pegged as like a racist or something like that. Just be careful. Like, I don't want you, maybe just broaden it to like Asian, you know?
Like I said, a bonsai probably would be the best option. What we do have like cherry blossom trees.
Okay, she likes fruit.
That it doesn't have fruit. It just has
fruit. Why the hell did you suggest that to me, Claire? She loves you. Again, we're back to the trust issues. You build me up thinking that my mom's going to eat some cherries, and then just to tell me that it's not actually a cherry tree?
Not a cherry tree. It's a cherry blossom, which is a type of flower.
Well, what kind of fruit does a cherry blossom have then?
It has just these blossoms that are called cherry blossoms.
I feel like now you are bullying me because you know that I thought that I was eating fruit once and instead I ate a flower. This has been triggering. Three times now, the most traumatic event in my life has come up in just trying to find the purchase of a vegetable tree.
Look, I want to find you a solution. It sounds like you want a vegetable tree that don't really exist.
I definitely saw a vegetable tree once.
Is the bonsai going to be an option? The cherry blossom? Like, what do we?
None of that's going to work for me anymore. I'm just going to have to find a place that sells vegetable trees, okay?
Sir, I wish you all the luck in the world finding a tree that produces vegetables.
Okay, I don't need luck. I've got Japanese wisdom, okay, running through my veins.
Oh, thank goodness.
Okay,
Good luck, one more thing, Claire,
before I get going, none of this has been real. This is actually Gavin from The Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And
oh, my God.
Your friend Michelle emailed me.
I went through all of this just for that. Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.